So let's bring on Dr. Leah, who's got the power to make the difference because she's made it in my life.
Yes, she has.
Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
What's our tip today?
Well, the tip today is actually on some anti-inflammatories that are natural. And there's three of them I'm going to talk about. One of them's turmeric, one's quercetin, and one's bromelain. And a lot of people have heard of turmeric. It's the main ingredient in curry, and it gives curry its color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also called curcumin. The botanical name is curcumin longa. And it's a member of the ginger family. And ginger, in and of itself, is a great anti-inflammatory as well. But turmeric is not only a powerful anti-inflammatory, it's been studied, it's a great antioxidant, so it gets rid of those free radicals in the body that are floating around causing damage. And it has also been studied as an anti-cancer agent.
You know what else
it's good for? Your memory,
it's good.
It?
They have said that there's a link to it to prevent Alzheimer's.
Yes.
Because people in India are not afflicted with Alzheimer's, and their diet is a steady dose of turmeric.
They have a lot of it. Yes, mm-hmm. they do. And yeah, we have little bits, but they have it all day and mm-hmm. various things. So yes, turmeric, it's easy. It's in your cupboard. You can use it in cooking. You can also get it in powdered form. And mm-hmm. I think you actually just the spice in mm-hmm. powdered form in a capsule would be fine.
Can I tell you a little secret, Dr. Leah?
What's that?
Okay, I have a little tip. Okay, everybody, listen. I went to Whole Foods, and you can buy a jar of turmeric, and it's about $3.79, $4.79. It's up there, okay? So the gentleman, I said, I was in the spice area where you can fill your own. I filled a little baggie. It was 75 cents an ounce.
Ooh.
Well, in the jar, you only get like 1 point something ounce.
Right, you're paying for the jar.
I filled a whole big bag with $3, and I have my turmeric, and then I put it in a jar, and then I have it.
Yeah.
So it's a little tip, folks. Do your own.
Yes.
Very good.
And another one that's in our cupboards and in our house is quercetin. It's a little bit more disguised. It's found in citrus fruit, buckwheat, onion, all the whole onion family. And it also is an anti-inflammatory. The quercetin, like in the onion, you know that when you peel an onion, it's that really little thin layer that can be in between the layers?
Yes.
That's where they get the quercetin from.
Huh.
And quercetin is actually a really good allergy. Has an allergy component to it because of its anti-inflammatory factors. It decreases histamine in the body, and that's how it helps with allergies.
Wow,
so for some people, it works really well, and it can be taken powdered. It's also yellow in color, like curry.
Well, mm-hmm. you could just get it as a pill if you don't wanna...
Yep, you can get it as a pill, and it's also
you could,
sold powder.
So are you saying if I ate these big onions, I would get it? Is that it?
Well...
You're going to have an onion sandwich.
You have to have a lot of onions.
Okay.
You might not want to do that.
No.
Bromelain is the third one. Bromelain is an enzyme that's found in pineapples. And pineapples are great for digestion, and they also are a strong anti-inflammatory. So there's bromelain capsules where they've just taken that aspect out of the pineapple. But you can eat pineapple. So if you have digestive problems, it does help with digestion. Kind of goes against the don't eat fruit with food tip I gave a long time ago, but pineapple is kind of one of those exceptions.
So you can have pineapple if your stomach bothers you?
Yes, because it does help with digestion and it's anti-inflammatory.
How much pineapple do you need, Dr. Leah?
A whole pineapple.
Well, yeah. I mean, it can take a lot. If you're using it for anti-inflammatory properties, I would say actually take the bromelain. But if you're using it for digestion, a few slices is fine.
Oh,
and
really?
It works well for that. And all the water that's in it.
Do you know what I find pineapple is interesting? I don't know if anybody's picked up on this. When I slice a pineapple and I cut it and, you know, put it in a salad or whatever, mm-hmm. my hands are very soft. So it's kind of like a natural lotion that just softens my hands.
Really?
Digesting your skin a little.
It's very interesting.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know that. That's I like that.
Yeah, try it.
I like that. Now, the one thing about pineapple to be aware of is that if anybody has latex allergies, they will the latex cross-reacts with pineapple and banana. So those two people can be sensitive to if they have a latex allergy, just to be aware.
Oh, that's interesting. That's good to know.
Okay, well, that's really good to know. Well, Dr. Leah... We like to recommend that our listeners give you a call, because you can go in and see you. You'll do up a blood workup, which you just did on Rochelle.
I'm taking my vitamin D. Now, everybody, I have to go in. You have to bug me, everybody. I have to go in and get my thyroid pills.
Yes.
So we're going to start with those. But I'm being very good. I am taking my vitamin Ds. Pam saw me. She came to the house this morning, and I was having my bowl of cereal, because you've got to take your vitamin D with food.
Yeah, so it's
good. You need someone standing over you to do this.
She does. She really does. Well, you know, I don't think, and one of the things I want to point out to the listeners, and this is what Rochelle has always said, but I feel good.
Yes.
But that doesn't matter. What's going on inside of your body, and all of a sudden, one day you wake up, you're not feeling good, you've already created a lot of damage because you didn't take what your body needed.
Right. Right, and that's how most people deal with their health. It's like, well, I'm feeling fine until they break.
Exactly.
And then, like, stuff has been going on for a long time. They don't realize it because they've gotten used to it. They've always been little nagging things here and there, and it's, like, not a big deal. And sometimes it's not a big deal, but sometimes it's a hidden thing, and like high blood pressure. People don't realize they have high blood pressure until too late quite often.
Well, yeah, you don't feel bad if you have high blood pressure.
No, you can't tell you have high cholesterol.
And you don't feel bad if you have high cholesterol either.
So low thyroid, you don't always feel bad, but there can be other things that are going on that might change if you start taking it.
Well, that's why we want to recommend that. Go in and get your blood work up. Find out where you are. We know that with as low as vitamin D a lot of us have, that a lot of illnesses are caused from that. It's proven now. Mm-hmm. And why Seattle has such a high MS breakout, they say, is because of lack of vitamin D.
Yeah.
And so there's things that we can do. I had a gentleman who worked for me. He was 25 years old, and he got MS. And, you know, he's in a wheelchair today, 10 years later. And so it's really important that you watch and check, and at all ages, not somebody that's, you know, just our age. I mean, younger people need to know where they stand.
Well, like she said, it's the preventative. Okay, so why wait till you're old and you've already been afflicted with something, and now you've really got to fill up the well, so the well needs to be full. And
insurance companies are paying out more, and why don't we do preventative medicine so we don't have to do that, you know, that whole thing.
That's what we feel. So give out your information, Dr. Leah.
Yes, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com.
And, of course, you can go to chatwithwomen.com on our homepage, and it'll take you right to Dr. Leah. And all of her tips that she's given over the last year are there. And if you've missed something, I mean, we've had some great, great tips. I love these three new spices. I'm going out and I'm going to buy them. I'm going to start taking them,
so
because I do have some allergy issues. So I'm going to thank you.
Sure.
Good tip. So
all right.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.